doing? Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing. Lovely day.
Isn't it grand?
I guess you rate the first song today.
Oh, you sing it, Rosie, if you please.
You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, sing, you sinners. Drop everything, let that harmony ring up to heaven, and sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about, let the Lord hear you shout. Pull that music out and sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by that river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners. Come on and sing. Sing, sing.
There's a whole world of pleasure, entertainment, and complete practical help wrapped up for you in May Good Housekeeping. 28 fancy-free new hairdos that you can do yourself. Let Enrico Caruso, Charles of the Ritz, and other famous hairstylists compete for the pleasure of making you more beautiful. Photographed in full color. Next, a complete, handsomely illustrated casserole cookbook. Wonderful fun dishes that need just a little warming time while you're chatting with guests in the living room. Also, fresh flair and easy care. Page after color page of summer clothes for dress, play, and travel, and where to buy them. And Good Housekeeping's Better Way section is filled with practical advice on many subjects. Included this month is an important discussion of polio vaccines and which to use, Salk, Sabin, or both. And don't forget the memorable fiction, including a major new novel by Niven Bush, author of Duel in the Sun. All this and much more in Good Housekeeping for May. What a buy. May Good Housekeeping.
A George and Ira Gershwin tune from the musical of some years back, Rosalie.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Listen, you not tell me, do. How long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat. How long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt. Finding another world. Kiss kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a brain. Well, for heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Kiss me twice, then once more. That makes thrice. Let's make it four. What a break. For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on?
The Wrigley people have their trademark on the next words in music for your enjoyment. Listen well now.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting, too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
I guess you're on now, Rosemary.
I'm ready to go, Ken, with a song called It's Not For Me to Say.
Well, Buddy Cole and the boys seem alert and eager to play.
Then I'd best sing before they get out of the mood.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last. As far as I can see, this is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may
meet again. But then it's not for me to say.
Now to all you ladies, a happy household suggestion.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers look the best, yet they cost the least.
What's Royal Lining for?
Lining drawers, covering closet boxes, dressing up old books elegantly.
Then what's Royal Edge?
Royal Edge is shelf paper and colorful edging combined. You just fold the edging down.
That does save time.
And money. See the new spring fashions in Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers at every variety store. And
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers today.
Well, I think this would be a good point to have a little rouser, folks. Would you assist, Rosie?
Glad to. Let's rouse him with Hey, Look Me Over.
That song's got to do it. That'll do it all the way.
Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks. Pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rose, but high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine.
I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come.
Nobody in the world was ever without a prayer.
How can you win the world if nobody knows you're there?
Kid, when you need the crowd, the tickets are hard to sell.
Still, you can lead the crowd if you can get up and yell.
But don't pass the plate, folks. Don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud. Take a tip from mine.
I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. Hear me shout, world, here I come. Hear me shout, world, here I come.
Say, friends of my declining years, I wonder if you know that dreaming is necessary.
Dreaming is necessary? Well, I thought dreams interrupted our sleep, made us toss and turn.
Some do, Ken, but even so, it's necessary that we dream. That's what the scientists claim. You know, they've tested people, and by interrupting the dreams of a subject, they found out that they became very upset. Terribly confused when their dreams were stopped.
Oh, people submitted to dream tests, huh?
Mm-hmm. They got some volunteers, and the conclusion was that dreams are as important as sleep for human beings.
Dreams relax us, then, and relieve the tensions?
Mm-hmm, in most cases. And they estimate that dreaming takes up 20% of a night's sleep.
That's interesting, 20% of a night's sleep.
Yep.
And we spend a third of our life in bed.
Pretty dreamy existence we lead, isn't it?
You know, when you look at it that way, those are pretty sublime statistics, don't you think?
They certainly are, but if dreaming is so necessary, what about people who say they never have any dreams?
Oh, that's nonsense.
Really?
They do have dreams. They just don't realize it. They can't remember their dreams. They have no recall.
Is that it? Mm-hmm.
Well, if dreaming while we're asleep is so good for us, I'd like to go out on a limb and say that dreaming while we're wide awake is good therapy, too.
Oh, you mean daydreaming, Rosie?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Most wonderful daydreaming, really it is. But that's frowned upon now, isn't it, really?
We should face the cold, grim fact?
Yeah, that's the new stuff. There's some people who insist that we look at things realistically.
Oh, I think that's very dangerous, that realism.
Could be.
Really, I do. If night dreams are good therapy for us, I think that we need something to take care of us during our waking hours. I really do.
Certainly. What's going to keep us from blowing our top while the sun shines if we don't daydream?
We've got to.
Got to.
Why, life would be just unbearable if we had to face facts.
But some people say that we have to wake up sometime.
Oh, don't. Never.
No, don't wake us up. Let us dream.
Say, buddy, you got a sonata for sleepwalkers over there on the rack?
So inviting, your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night.
Time now to drop the flap on this little music-along team. See if you can join us here tomorrow, huh?
See you then.
An artist paints and studies constantly, and in time develops a recognizable style. The same has been true of the CBS Radio Network's veteran reporter, Lowell Thomas. His style of news coverage, developed over more than 30 years, is recognized throughout the world. Raconteur, lecturer, and world traveler, Lowell Thomas brings to his reporting the skill of a true artist. Listen to this CBS radio station each weekday night when Lowell Thomas reports the news.